Later, Habakkuk.
耶利米跟其他先知一样，都竭力宣告神的审判即将临到，呼吁大家要赶快悔改。
Like other prophets, Jeremiah tried to declare that God's judgment would soon come and called for repentance.
但是他也亲眼看到了君臣百姓的顽梗悖逆，不信靠神，以及讨好强权。他更看到了随之而来的国家覆亡。
But he also saw that with his own eyes, the stubbornness and rebellion of the people and their leaders, the distrust of God and their leaders, and the subsequent destruction of the country.
我们不难想见耶利米的内心是何等的哀痛与难过，连他自己都说：“但愿我的眼为泪的泉源呐。”
It's not hard to imagine that how sad Jeremiah's heart would be. Even he himself said, "I wish my eyes are the fountain of tears."
无怪乎他被称为泪眼先知，或者是哭泣的先知。
No wonder that he was called a prophet of tears or the weeping prophet.
那么耶利米虽然知道犹大的结局会是灭亡，但是他仍然苦口婆心地劝诫大家要来向众人悔改，强调神会施恩怜悯。
Although Jeremiah knew that the end of Judah would be destruction, but he still tried very hard to convince people to repent toward God, emphasizing that God would be merciful because God was not pleasing sending disasters to his people.
但是令人扼腕叹息的事情是无人愿意听他，所以犹大国终于走向灭亡之路。
However, nobody was listening to him, and eventually the country of Judah went to destruction.
所以今天我们就一起来看看耶利米他做先知是一个什么样的人。
Today let's come together and see what a kind of person Jeremiah is and what he did.
我们首先看的是耶利米的蒙召。
Let's first take a look at the call of Jeremiah.
我们从耶利米的蒙召当中呢，由他自己所叙述的这段话里面，我们可以看到神是无所不知的。
From this paragraph, we will see that God is omniscient and knowledgeable.
在耶利米书一章五节，神清楚地告诉耶利米：“我未将你造在腹中，我已晓得你；你未出母胎，我已分别你为圣；我已派你做列国的先知。”
In Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5.Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations.
所以这就清楚了告诉我们一个信息，神对我们的认识和拣选，并非从我们接受基督耶稣为救主的时候才开始，而是在我们的生命之初，甚至于在我们的生命成型之前，神就已经认识我们，拣选我们。
This clearly conveys a message that God's understanding and selection of us did not begin when we accepted Christ as our Savior, but at the beginning of our lives, even before our lives were formed, God already knew us and chose us.
我们的神真的是无所不知的。
God is omniscient.
那么大卫王对此他有相同的体认啊，所以他在诗篇二十二篇他就对神祷告说：“但你是叫我出母腹的，我在母怀里，你就使我有倚靠的心。我自出母胎就被交在你手里，从我母亲生我，你就是我的神。”
King David had the same understanding of this. He prayed to God and said, "Yet you brought me out of the womb. You made me trust in you, even at my mother's breast. From birth I was cast on you. From my mother's womb you have been my God."
其实我们从这段经文当中，不只看到了我们的神的无所不知，同时我们也看到了我们作为基督徒的在家庭中进行信仰教育的重要性。
From this paragraph, we not only knew that God is omniscient, we also knew that how important it is to be a Christian in our families.
所以我们要好好的来教养我们的孩童，使他们走当行的道。
We need to teach our children very carefully so that they will walk on the right path.
使徒保罗他写信给提摩太，他两次的提到了提摩太所受到的家庭教育对他信仰的重要性。
Apostle Paul twice wrote to Timothy and emphasized the importance of family teaching.
在提摩太后书的第一章第五节，保罗提醒提摩太，他说：“想到你心里无畏之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有尼基心里的，我相信也在你的心里。”
In the second Timothy.Chapter 1, verse 5. I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Louise and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also.
所以提摩太的信心是受到他的外婆或者是姥姥和他母亲的影响与启发。
So Timothy's faith was affected by his grandmother and his mother.
那么在提摩太后书的第三章，我们看到了保罗再次的提醒提摩太，他小的时候所学到的他要谨记在心里。
The second Timothy, it also mentioned that how important it was when he was little, Timothy's education affected his life.
在三章十四节到十五节，保罗说：“你所学习的、所确信的，要存在你心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的，这就是跟他的外婆、跟他的母亲所学的，并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督有得救的智慧。”
In verses 14 and 15, but as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus.
所以我们一方面感谢神，他在我们生命之初就认识我们，另外一方面我们也要来在家里面，在孩子从小的时候就教导他们认识神。
So we need to know that, thank God, he chose us before we were even born. At the same time, we need to spend time at home to teach our children.
所以我们看到神的无所不知，我们现在继续要来看的是神的最高主权。
We just learned God's omniscience. Now let's take a look at God's highest sovereignty.
在耶利米书一章的七节以后是九到十节，我们看到神明确吩咐耶利米，你不要说我是年幼的，因为我差遣你到谁那里去你都要去，我吩咐你说什么话你都要说。
In Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 7 and verses 9 to 10 God talked about is verse 7, but the Lord said to me, do not say I am too young, you must go to everyone I sent you to and see whateverI command you.
所以不要认为我们是年幼的，我们是拙口笨舌的，我们有很多理由，我们就可以不去遵行神的旨意。
Don't say I'm too young. Don't say I don't have a good. I don't talk well. Don't think I don't have enough. So I don't have the capability to spread God's words.
神要使用的人，无分性别、年龄、教育程度、工作经验、社会地位、工作表现等，都会从神那边得到感动、装备以及恩赐。
The people whom God wants to use, regardless of gender, age, education, work experience, social status, performance, will all be moved, equipped, and gifted from God.
19世纪的初期，在英国的苏格兰有一个男孩子，才十岁，叫做亚历山大达福，他参加了一个宣教的聚会。
In the early 19th century, Alexander Duff, a 10-year-old boy from Scotland, United Kingdom, attended a missionary gathering in Scotland.
当大家都纷纷慷慨解囊奉献金钱作为国外宣道之用的时候呢，这个亚历山大达福他请求一位执事将奉献盘放到地上，而不是拿在手上。
When everyone gave generously to give money to foreign missions, Alexander Duff asked a deacon to place the offering plate on the ground, and then he stood up and prayed.
然后他自己就站了上去，他跟神祷告说，神啊，我没有钱，但是我奉献上我自己。
Then he stood up on the plate and prayed to God, said,God, I don't have money, but I dedicate my life to you.
所以这个孩子从那时候起就预备自己去做国外的宣教士。
Since then, he has been actively preparing for overseas missionary.
他在1830年前往印度，成为苏格兰派往印度的第一位宣教士。
He was appointed as a missionary in 1830 and went to India as a missionary.
那他对印度的影响非常大，他一方面带领许多印度人信主，他同时也对印度的政府和教育的发展有重大的贡献。
He led many people to believe in Christ in India. At the same time, he contributed significantly to the development of education and the government of India.
所以他是一位伟大的宣教士，但是他从十岁就将自己奉献给神，让神来掌管他的主权，来使用他的一生。
He was a great missionary, but when he was young as 10 years old, he dedicated his life to God.
那么神所要使用的人呢，不只是无分性别、年龄这一些的，而且这些人必须来对神要信靠、顺服，没有在推辞，他只有服从。
All these people, God's chosen people, only can obey, follow, and listen to God.
神吩咐要说的、要做的，就照样去说、照样去做，绝对不可以妥协、让步。神不让做的、神禁止说的，就绝对不说、就绝对不做。
When God commands us to say and do, we will do the same and say the same. We must not make any concessions. We will never say or do what God forbids or prohibits.
所以保罗论到这里的时候，他特别讲说，神既然验证了我们，他要我们去传讲他的信息，他特别强调一个概念，他说我们就照样讲，要讨我们的主的喜欢。
So Paul says, when we are chosen, we speak in a way, in the same way God told us.
为了要讨神的喜欢 ，in order to please God.
In order to please God.
Yes. 所以呢，我们看到这是神对于耶利米的一个明确的吩咐。我无论叫你说什么，你都要说。
So this is a clear commandment to Jeremiah. Whatever I say to you, you need to say it out.
而且不要再说你年幼，我差遣你去，你就去。
Don't say you are too young. If I send you out, you need to go.
可是与此同时，我们的神也坚定地应许了耶利米。
At the same time, God also firmly promised Jeremiah.
要知道耶利米他去传讲神的话语的对象是他的祖国，是他的同胞。
We need to know the person Jeremiah was sent to, was speaking to, were all his country, fellow countrymen, were his, some of these, the people in his country.
那这个整个国家都是悖逆神，都是反对神的，所以他等于是要面对整个国家整个百姓来做他的敌人。
All the country at that time was against God. That means Jeremiah would be an enemy to his country.
我们只要想想看，我们三镇地区大概20万人口，如果有一天我们必须去对于这里的20万人去宣告他们的错误，要求他们向神悔改，而且只有你一个人站在他们的面前，你会有什么感觉？
Imagine in the tri-city there are 200,000 people. Imagine you was the only person going to tell the whole people said you are wrong and you are seeing that by yourself only.
你想想看你会怎么样？
How do you feel?
会不会害怕？会不会胆怯？
Are you scared? Are you afraid of doing that?
想想看，20万人哦，在我们三镇，其实不要讲20万人，可能我们面对20个人，我们要去告诉他们说他们做错了，我们自己恐怕都会胆战心惊的，因为20个人比我一个人多了多少？多了19个人啊，是不是？
Don't even mention 200,000. Even 20 people, you are telling 20 people, said, hey, you are all wrong. Then you may even feel like there are 19 more people than you yourself.
所以弟兄姐妹们，你想想看，耶利米他那个时候心里面一定充满了恐惧，所以神给他一个特别的应许，你不要惧怕他们，因为我与你同在，要拯救你。
So we can imagine that at that time Jeremiah was filled with scare, the fear. So God told him, do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and we will rescue you.
他告诉耶利米，因为他要与耶利米同在，所以耶利米不必担心害怕，因为有他在，就是他最坚固的城墙，能够有最美好的保护。
So he told Jeremiah clearly, "Don't be afraid, because I am with you. Because my presence with you is the strongest wall behind you."
神给耶利米的应许是这么的确实有效，所以让耶利米这个形单影只的先知就一无所惧的勇往直前，放胆宣告神的话语。
So the God's support, God's words was so effective for Jeremiah, so that he could boldly talk God's words to his people and effectively.
他不惜与政治领袖、与宗教领袖来作对。
He didn't scare to oppose all the political and religious leaders.
神叫他做什么，他真的就去做什么，他不问的。
Whatever God told him to do, he would do it, no question asked.
在耶利米书第13章，我们看到神吩咐耶利米去买一根麻布袋子束腰。圣经告诉我们，圣经记载，耶利米他就去买了，然后他就照着做，他没有问神为什么你要我干嘛，没有，他就乖乖去做了。
In Jeremiah chapter 13 it says God told Jeremiah to buy a belt and put it on his waist. Jeremiah did so, but he didn't ask why do you ask me to do that.
耶利米他只有听话，他没有怀疑。
He just followed. He didn't doubt anything.
所以我们再看到耶利米书第25章，我们的神吩咐耶利米去告诉他的百姓，说你们要来接受从神手中所赐下那个愤怒的杯，也就是说，神要耶利米向犹大百姓宣告，神的愤怒要大大临到他们的身上，他就去讲了。
In Jeremiah chapter 5, it says, God told Jeremiah, take from my hand this cup filled with the wine of my wrath and make all the nations to whom I send you to drink it. And Jeremiah did it.
他就去做了。 他与整个国家为敌。
At that time, he was against the whole country.
但是因为神与他同在，所以他一点都不害怕。
But because God was with him, he was not afraid.
弟兄姐妹们，我们为了做基督徒，我们为了传福音，到目前为止，从我们信主到目前为止，我们有没有来经历过一个让我们会害怕的情况？
Brothers and sisters, today we need to evangelize. We need to spread God's word. Did we have a time we feel we were scared?
有没有为了我们做基督徒缘故，我们会害怕的？会害怕面对哪一些人
？Because we are Christians, then we are afraid of some people or a group of people.
在啊、大概有28、29年前，我还在台湾。
About 28 or 29 years ago, when I was in Taiwan.
那我是做一个教会的少年团契的辅导。
I was the leader of the youth group.
那有一天我就带着这一群这个初中学生呢，到街上去派发福音单张，去做 door knocking， 就是逐家叩门布道。
One day I led a group of middle school students and spread the flyers, giving out flyers of.Evangelism.
我特别告诉那些孩子说，如果有一家人看起来很凶，那就不要跟他们讲了哦，这个转头就走，免得惹上麻烦。
I told the kids clearly, if you meet a family who are very, very, unfriendly, then you don't need to send the flyer to them.
因为我不要他们惹麻烦上身，事实上是我也不想惹麻烦上身。
Because he said, I don't want to get in trouble with me. I don't want to get the kids in trouble as well.
结果我带了十几个年轻人，每走一段我就要转过台数一数这些孩子数目字对不对，是不是原班人马跟着我。
I led about a dozen kids, but after a while, I just went back and count the numbers, see if all of them are still there.
后来突然间我发现少了一个男孩子。
But suddenly I found out one boy was missing.
那我就想，哇呀，他到底去干了什么事啊？是不是出了什么麻烦啊？马上转回头去找。
And I was scared and wondered what happened to the kids and went back to look for him.
然后我就看到那个孩子站在一个派出所的前面，有一辆巡逻车刚刚要出来，这个男生呢就上去做了这么一个事情。
He saw that the boy was standing before the police station. When that moment, a police car came out, and the boy just stopped, stood before the car.
他就把巡逻车拦下来了，我在后面看的这个心里这个头皮直发麻。
The boy stopped the police car, but the youth leader him was feel very very scared.
我非常害怕，我说他要干嘛？他要被警察抓起来了。我说我也免不了那个麻烦了。
He was scared that the boy would be taken to jail. Then he would be in big trouble.
我就在旁边，其实应该说远远的就看着，可是听得到他们在说什么话。
But he, Pastor said he stood in a distance and listened what they were talking about.
那警察呢，把车窗摇下来，就这样就骂了一句：“你想干什么？”
The police.Man rolled down the window and asked the boy, "What are you going to do?"
我们这个小男生呢，上去跟警察鞠了个躬。警察叔叔好，我想要把福音单张分享给你们，可不可以
？The boy went to the car and bowed down to the police officer and said politely, "Hello, Mr. Police, can I give you a flyer of Christianity?"
那警察一下子不知道该怎么说，就接过来，好，下次不要再这样。
The police officer actually accepted the flyer, but told him, "Don't do it again."
你有没有为主干过差不多的事？
Have you ever done such a thing for the Lord?
是不是有什么人你一直不敢跟他去传福音，可是你有这个感动，是神要你去跟他传的，但是你因为害怕，因为恐惧，你到目前为止没有去过。
There's a person you think you need to talk the gospel to him, but because of fear, because of scaredness, and you haven't gone to him.
耶利米他要面对整个国家来反对他，但是他还非常勇敢的去向他们宣告神的话语。
Jeremiah was in a situation facing the whole country, but he was ready and to talk God's words.
他到底跟他们讲些什么呢？
But what did he say to them?
他跟他们宣告神的审判。
He was talking to them about God's judgment.
他审判的信息是什么呢？他首先强调南国上下离弃真神，归向偶像。
What is his message? First, he mentioned that the whole southern country has abandoned God.
They turn
to idols.
他特别来向南国犹大来宣告，至于这民的一切恶，就是离弃我，向别神烧香，跪拜自己手所造的，我要发出我的判语，攻击他们。
He said, I will pronounce my judgment on my people because of their wickedness for forsaking me, in burning incense to other gods and in worshipping that their hand has made.
我们常说忠言逆耳，特别是这种在指责人的，在责备人的话，特别是面对这么多人要发出这样的指责。
We know that people don't like to listen true words, but especially in a situation like this, the judgment time.
耶利米告诉犹大百姓，你们不可以再拜偶像，因为拜偶像会招惹神的愤怒。
Jeremiah told his people, don't worship idols. Worshiping idols would lead to destruction.
那耶利米他又继续的来向南国犹大的领袖来发出谴责，谴责他们怎么样呢？带头行恶，以身作贼，不是作贼，是作贼。
He even talked to the leaders of the country. See that they took lead in doing evil and setting bad example, not just example, bad examples by their own actions.
在耶利米书的二章八节，你看他是怎么讲的？祭司都不说耶和华在哪里呢？传讲律法的都不认识我，官长违背我，先知借巴利就是假神偶像说预言，随从无义的神。
In Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 8,The priest did not ask, where is the Lord? Those who deal with the law did not know me. The leaders rebel against me. The prophet prophesied by Baal, following worthless idols.
你看他指责的对象都是那些做头的，都是领袖。
The person he was accusing were political and religious leaders.
我们中国人常常讲要识时务者为俊杰。
The Chinese saying says you need to be very smart to distinguish the situations.
不要去招惹那些掌权者。
Don't get in trouble with all those who have authorities.
可是耶利米他一点都不害怕，他就指着这一些领袖的鼻子去谴责他们，去要求他们悔改。
But Jeremiah didn't scare of them. He directly speaking to these leaders and facing them.
那耶利米他又继续的来传讲，南国所有的人都存心行恶，不守律法。
Jeremiah also said the people of the southern country act wickedly and did not obey the law.
而且说他们是存心的，他们是故意去这么做的。
And he said they did it intentionally.
其实我们人自从我们的祖宗亚当和夏娃犯罪之后，都有这样的一个罪恶叛逆的本性。
All of us, when after the rebellion of Adam, we all have the rebellious heart.
我们看看小孩子，我们就可以明白为什么了。
When we take a look at the kids, we know why we say this.
你叫他不要做的，他偏偏要去做。
If you tell them do not do something, they would do.Intentionally.
你叫他要做的，他偏偏不想做。
If you tell them do something, they don't do it intentionally.
你说这是不是人的罪恶的本性？
Is this the evil heart of human being?
很多小孩他们喜欢玩火。
Many kids like to play with fire.
你叫他不要玩火，他偏偏要去玩。
If you tell them don't do it, they would do it anyway.
那么我们都知道，我们希望我们的孩子要好好读书，希望他们回家之后呢，不只要完成学校所给的功课，而且最好自己多做些这个额外的学习。
We all want all kids to study hard, have good academic record. Even after school, after finishing their homeworks, they would do more and self-learn more.
但是我也知道有许多的父母亲在伤脑筋，因为这些孩子到了该上床睡觉的时候，功课一点都没写。
But many parents worried about their kids. Even at the time of going to bed, their kids haven't completed their assignments yet.
我在加州的时候，有个爷爷，他跟我讲说，为了要让他的孙子能够在每天上床前把功课写完，他总要答应这个孙子许多的要求，比方说要给他买 iPad 啦，要给他买这个买那个，带他去哪里啦，都是要用条件来交换，他才愿意。
I know a grandpa in California. He tried to make his grandson to complete all the assignments before going to bed. So he had to promise all kinds, made all kinds of promises, such as buy an iPad, all kinds of other gifts to the boy.
否则他就不做。
Otherwise, he wouldn't do it.
这就是人们存心行恶。
This shows that people intentionally do evil.
耶利米他所面对的是整个的南国的百姓。
So Jeremiah here encounters the whole all the people of the southern country.
所以到了后来，耶利米他的信息越来越严厉，他就谴责犹大众人是辜负主恩，而且是罪证明确，无可推诿。
Later, Jeremiah has even more clear messages, told the people they act wickedly and did not obey the law, and even intentionally disobey the law.
他告诉犹大人，他说你们本来是神为所亲自为自己栽种上等的葡萄树，神在你们身上投注了那么多的功夫，结果你们却变成是外邦的野葡萄，你可以想象神他是多么的失望。
He told the people of Israel, you were the chosen vines of God, but how come you become the wild vines?
所以你想想看，我们说种瓜得瓜，种豆得豆，是不是？
We know that if you plant melon, you harvest melon. If you plant beans, you will harvest beans.
可是你如果是种西瓜得了土豆，你会有什么感觉啊？
If you plant watermelon, but you harvest potatoes, what do you think?
而且这个土豆如果不是在大陆上大家所认识的土豆，在大陆土豆是马铃薯哦，而是台湾土豆是花生米，你就更难过了，对不对？
The potato is not the potato you know, it is become the peanuts.
那个我们中国人的语言啊，这个很多时候因为地域的不同会有差别，这个很有意思啊。
The Chinese language, because of the locations, the same language may mean different things.
我就发现在台湾讲说我对这个人很感冒，是我很不喜欢他，可是在大陆说我对这个人不感冒，是我很不喜欢他，所以刚好相反。
OK, this is the language.
Well, this is difficult to translate.
That's a hard translation. The same language means it's almost like I hate him means I like him in one place, but in one place means truly I hate him.
所以 所以我们可以看到，到了最后，我们的先知耶利米就告诉南国百姓，他们必然要面对神的审判，接受神的惩治。
So later he told the people, they must face God's judgment, and they will face the judgment.
这不只是谴责他们，而是告诉他们说，他们一定会受到处罚。
So this is not just tell them you are wrong and told them you will be punished.
你看今天有许多人 不愿意听到神的审判的信息。
Today, many people don't like to hear the message about judgment.
所以有些传道人已经不再讲地狱了。
So many missionaries don't even talk about hell.
因为地狱是大家不喜欢的地方。
Because a hell is not a place people like to go.
所以很多传道人不再讲了。
So many missionaries refrain from talking about it.
你可以想想，耶利米却直截了当当了告诉犹大人说，因为你们的罪恶，神一定要来惩罚你们。
Imagine Jeremiah would tell his countrymen, because of your sin, God would punish you.
神告诉耶利米要来向犹大百姓宣告，他说，我要从天下各国招聚那些猎人，专门来追捕你们。
Imagine God told theJeremiah, and Jeremiah said to his people, God will send hunters, will hunt after you.
God is going to call hunters from all over the world to go after the people of Judah. 所以你可以看到这个事情，犹大人，以色列人，到后来真的是在世界上许多国家被人所排斥，被人所恨恶。
That is why we know later the people from Israel, from Judah was despised, was in the everywhere in the whole country in the world.
神已经在审判他们。
So God was punishing them.
所以感谢神，耶利米他不只是向以色列人、向犹大民来宣告神的审判的信息，同时也告诉他们，只要他们悔改，神愿意来拯救他们。
Jeremiah not only told his people that God would punish them, he also told them, if you repent, God will accept you.
犹大百姓啊，他们毕竟知道自己是属神的，所以他们即便拜偶像，为了自己的方便的缘故，当他们发现在患难当中这些偶像救不了他们的时候，他们马上就回到神的面前来求救。
The Judah people know God, although they worshipped idols, but they found out, once they found out the idols couldn't help them, couldn't rescue them, they came back to God and asked God to rescue them.
感谢神，所以他们的心中还有对神的这样的一个知识存在。
So thank God they still have the knowledge of God.
所以耶利米向犹大人说，你们向木头说你是我的父，向石头说你是生我的，这是拜偶像的最直截了当的一个形容。
So Jeremiah told to his people, they say to the wood, you are my father, and to the stone, you gave me birth.
这世界上有多少的人们，他们所拜的偶像真的就是木头造的、石头造的，当然有一些材料比较好，可能用金的、银的造的、用铁的造的、用铜的造的，可是无论如何这些都是人所造的，结果人去拜他说，你是我的父，你是我的神，我要依靠你。
Today, how many people are worshipping these idols that are made of wood or rock, or some may be using better material like gold, silver or iron? No matter what kind of material, you will go there and say, you are my father, you give birth of me. So how many people do this?
在我小学的时候我们毕业，那学校就安排我们到台湾的南部去有一个毕业旅行，我还记得三天两夜。
When I was in elementary school at the graduation year, the school sent the students to the southern part of Taiwan.
For a graduation tour,
yeah.
那然后呢，这个就把我们带到了台湾南部一个很有名的佛光山呐。
So the kids were taken to the place called Buddha Light Mountain.
那到了那边之后呢，就让我们看各样的佛像啊。最后老师把我们带到了那边的小卖部。
The kids was taken to see all kinds of the statues of Buddhas, and later they were led to a gift shop.
老师就提醒我们大家说，在这里有那个很小的那个佛像啊，你们可以买了带在身上，可以保平安呐。
The teacher told the students, there are some very little statues of Buddha. You can buy some. This statue will keep you peace.
这个我们后来长大之后，我们把它称作的 portable Buddha， 就是可移动的佛像。
Yeah, later they called this small statue as portable Buddha.
哎呀，我们小时候可信那个了，老师说的。我们那个年代啊，老师说的就是圣旨，我们深信不疑啊。
So the kids believe the 100% of what the teacher said. So at that age, yeah, kids believe everything the teacher said.
Yes, yes. Teachers are God to us.
So teachers
are like God.
老师就是学生的神。
OK， 所以我们相信老师所讲的一切话，那我们很多人就掏钱买了那个佛像回家。
So they believed the teachers, and many students bought the small statue.
我记得有一天呐、啊，有个同学在学校里面就哭着就跑去跟老师哭诉说，有人偷了他的佛像，所以他就不再有平安了。
So he remembered that one day, one student even wept to the teacher and told the teacher, somebody stole his Buddha statue, and that means he would lose peace.
你看，人就是这样子，要去拜偶像。
So people just like this would like to worship idols.
但是感谢神，犹大的百姓他们毕竟知道自己是属神了，所以最后还是愿意回到神的面前来求救。
But thanks God, the Judah people knew that they belong to God, and they were willing to come back to God.
所以我们感谢神，神愿意怜悯他的百姓，所以他呼吁他们悔改。等候他们回转，他多次强调，只要他们愿意到他的面前来认罪，他就一定接纳他们，医治他们。
Thanks God, He is merciful. He's willing to always accept His people if they repent their sins anytime.
在耶利米书三章二十二节，神说：“你们这被盗儿女啊，回来吧，我要医治你们被盗的病。”
Sorry, I can't find the. Okay, I can't find here quickly. So that in the Jeremiah chapter 3,
verse 22. You, the rebellious children, come back to me. I'm going to heal you. 所以这个是我们的神对于犹大百姓的一个怜悯。
So this shows God's compassion to the Judah people.
那么耶利米他就特别向犹大百姓来指出，他们一切的过犯和罪恶都根源于他们的心，所以他们必须从心里认罪，也必须除掉心中的罪。
So Jeremiah told his people, all these their behaviors came from their heart, so they need to repent from their hearts.
所以不是说我们做一件错事之后做什么好事，或者是我就让自己去受什么苦就可以把它给洗净赎回的，不是这个。我们必须从心里来根治这个问题。
So that means if we do something wrong, it cannot be cleansed once even we do more good things. We have to repent from our hearts.
所以耶利米告诉他们说，你当从心中洗净你的罪。
So Jeremiah told his people, you need to wash your hearts clean.
那有趣的事情是啊，耶利米他不止当面指责他的同胞的罪，他还转过来质疑神为什么转眼不顾这些人。
Even Jeremiah was talking to his people to repent, talk about their sins. At the same time, Jeremiah even come back to God, ask God, why do you do this to your people?
他敢质疑神呢。
He even boldly to doubt God.
那为什么
？God，
这不是说他认为神做错了。
This doesn't mean God was wrong.
他知道自己的同胞做错，不是神做错。
He knew that his people was wrong. Were wrong.
但是他问神说，为什么就？这样子的放任他们继续去行恶，为什么转眼不顾他们
？But he didn't understand why do you let people keep doing this and you do not change them？
他跟神说：“你为什么在这个地方好像是寄居的，是外来的，只是在这边旅行的？为什么好像只是在那边住一宿、住一夜，然后就走了？”
So he questioned God.Why do you live here like a traveler, like a foreigner? You don't live here. You come and you go.
所以他求神赶快来施行拯救。
He asked God, come and save the people.
而且他最后跟神诉求是，求求你为了你自己的名的缘故来拯救我们。
He even asked God, for your name's sake, come and give salvation to the people.
请不要忘记你跟我们的祖宗立了约。
Don't forget your covenant with your people, with our ancestors.
那感谢神呢，这个我们的耶利米就从神那边得到一个非常非常明确的启示，就是神一定要拯救他们，而这个拯救是更彻底的。神要从大卫家兴起一个公义的苗裔，也就是弥赛亚，也就是主耶稣基督，来牧养他们，来拯救他们。
But thanks God, God told Jeremiah he would.Raise a branch of Judah to lead his people to give salvation to his people.
那这个公义的苗裔呢，在这个用希伯来文的这个发音来讲的话呢，这个神是我们的公义，就是神是我们的旗根弩。就是神是我们的义，耶和华是我们的义 ，Jehovah is our righteousness.OK， 好，那么所以无论如何，这个就指着我们弥赛亚救主的诞生和降临而发出的。
So this part refers to the birth of Messiah, our Savior.
Amen. 那我们的先知耶利米他所处的时代是一个非常混乱然后颠倒的时代，他是一个很孤独的先知。
Jeremiah was in a period of a very chaotic social condition and he was very lonely.
因为他选择忠于神的话语，忠于神自己。
Because he chose to be loyal to God, to God's message.
那个时候有太多的人是随众行恶，是跟随世界的潮流。
At that time, there were many people, too many people was following the trend and doing evil.
他孤单到一个程度，他在圣经里面，在耶利米书十五章十节说，人人都咒骂我，他是如此的孤单呐。
He was so lonely, and in one place he said, everybody was accusing me.
当先知耶利米当先知以利亚面对类似的情况的时候，他做什么事情？他痛不欲生，他向神求死，他说让我死了算了。
We remember that prophet Elijah at the difficult times he asked God to let me die。
耶利米他只是一夫当关继续坚持，可是同时他以他的眼泪以哭泣来宣泄他的痛苦。
But Jeremiah was keeping moving forward, only using his tears. He was weeping for his people.
真先知跟假先知的不同就在于他们选择对谁尽忠，讨谁喜欢。
There is a difference between the true prophet and the false prophet. It is that who is loyal to God.
假先知服侍自己的肚腹，看重今生的享受，所以他们选择向当权者屈膝，向当权者谄媚。
So the false prophet serves his stomach, so he chooses to be to please the people, to please those, the leaders.
他们不惜发出虚假的预言，做出错误的教导。
So they even don't care to give false prophecy.
真先知则是选择服侍独一的真神，看重永恒的福乐，所以他们只跟随神，只高举神，只讨神的喜悦，只照样讲神的话，而不论代价为何。
The true prophets always follow God's commandments, doing God's spreading, talking God's messages.
No matter what the price would be, okay, 那耶利米是这样的一个时代先知。
Jeremiah was the true prophet at that time.
我们所处的时代其实跟耶利米差不多。
So today, our situation is similar to Jeremiah.
但是他选择对神忠心不二。
But Jeremiah chose to be loyal to God.
我们呢
？How about us？
我们能不能至死不渝地跟随我们的主耶稣基督
？Will we follow Jesus Christ no matter what？
我们能不能像耶利米一样忠心
？Can we be like Jeremiah and be loyal？
即使我们必须孤独
，Even we have to do it lonely。
即使我们必须面对所有的同胞做我们的敌人。
Even we have to be the enemy to our country fellow man.
我们愿不愿意像他一样
？Do we want to be like Jeremiah?
我们愿意付出跟他一样的代价吗
？Are we willing to sacrifice like Jeremiah?
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你的恩典。
Dear Father, we thanks for your grace.
你如此的爱我们，即使我们顽梗悖逆，你依然愿意拯救我们。
You love us, even we are stubborn against you.
你仍然愿意拯救我们，仍然愿意呼唤我们回到你的面前。
You are still willing to call us, come back to you.
所以我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们就是这样的得救的。
In this way, we are saved.
你拯救我们出黑暗入光明。
You save us out from darkness to light.
你拯救我们脱离偶像归向真神。
You save us away from idols and to true God.
你更拯救我们出死入生。
You even more save us from death to life.
而你要求我们要背起自己的十字架来跟从你。
You ask us to carry our cross to follow you.
求你帮助我们学习像耶利米一样。
Please help us to learn from Jeremiah.
对世界而言，把我们自己钉在十字架上。
To the world, we nail our life on the cross.
对我而言，我将世界钉在十字架上。
To me, I nail the world to the cross.
主啊，求你帮助我们，就忠心的跟随你。
Lord, please lead us to be loyal to you.
求你就与我们同在。
Please be with us.
给我们智慧。
Give us wisdom.
更给我们勇气。
Give us courage.
就像你给耶利米的一样。
Just like you gave Jeremiah.
所以我们这样祷告，感谢是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
In the holy name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.